I have to ask, anytime I hear the word microbiome, I can't let it go by. I'm just kind of curious, anything new in terms of assays to study the microbiome that you guys are looking at?
It's the Wild West. Everybody's got their favorite species. Some of them are supposed to be pro-immunogenic. They stimulate the anti-tumor immune response. Some dampen the anti-tumor immune response. The one that we've been studying at Johns Hopkins is called Akkermansia, Akkermansia, Akkermansia.
But I mean, is it just a case of getting some fecal samples and trying to grow it? Or is
No,
there
it's
any?
actually it's a PCR-based test to look at the genome of the organism. So you're looking for the genetic material from the bacteria.
So you do that
On a rectal swab.
on a rectal
Yeah.
swab.
I don't think that's ready for clinical decision-making yet.
Sounds interesting, though.
But it's incredibly exciting stuff, and I think all of us who are doing immunotherapy studies are collecting microbiome samples
But is
and
that the
doing.
way you're doing it with rectal swabs?
We
'Cause
do stool samples and then do the PCR, do the sequencing off of those stool samples.
And there's even companies out there that are already automatically trying to engineer bacteria to give them in combination with immunotherapies. We have one with a bifidobacteria. But the other piece is the fecal transplants. Do you take the stool or the microbiome, I'll say it that way, from the patient who responds to immunotherapy, give it to a patient who's not responding? They've seen anecdotally patients start to respond again. And this is where, they give it in the capsules that the patient takes orally and then, maybe changes outcomes.